When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 233, 8 Things Happy Successful People Never Say, part 2, by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I read to you from the best blogs I can find, covering personal development, healthier living, minimalism, and more. And speaking of minimalism, I'm giving away a book by The Minimalist tomorrow. I give away their book on the first of every month to a random person on my mailing list. So if you want a chance to win, you need to be on my mailing list by today. It's really easy and free to join. You can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222, or just visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. Once you're in, you'll get free gifts from me. You'll be entered to win a book every single month, and you'll make me happy. It's a nice way to show that you enjoy the podcast. But you do need to be signed up by today to be entered to win the book tomorrow. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, or text OPTIMAL to 44222. And now today's a continuation from yesterday's post, so you might want to hear episode 232 if you're new here, or if you've already heard it, awesome. Let's continue optimizing your life. 8 Things Happy, Successful People Never Say, Part 2, by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com. Number 4. This sucks. The worst obstacle in life is a bad attitude. Remember, it's not what happens to you, but how you respond to what happens to you. You can't let one bad moment spoil a bunch of good ones. Don't let the silly little dramas of each day get you down. Smile, even when it feels like things are falling apart. Smiling doesn't always mean you're happy. Sometimes it just means you're strong. Likewise, do not let the negative opinions of others derail you. Throughout your life, you will meet two kinds of people: those who are a drain on your energy and try to derail your dreams, and those who give you the energy to pursue your dreams. Ignore the first kind and cherish the second. People that doubt, judge, and disrespect you are not worth your time and attention. Number 5, I hate you. As Martin Luther King Jr. so profoundly said, quote, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that," unquote. Truth be told, when we harbor feelings of hate, it eventually gets the best of us. Everything and everyone you hate rents permanent space in both your head and heart. So if you want to eliminate something or someone from your mind, don't hate. Instead, disconnect yourself, move on, and don't look back. And remember that getting even doesn't help you get ahead. You will never get ahead of anyone as long as you try to get even with them. Sometimes we don't forgive people because they deserve it. We forgive them because they need it, because we need it, and because we cannot move forward without it. To forgive is to rediscover the inner peace and purpose that at first you thought someone took away when they betrayed you. Number 6, I can't. Yes, you can. Stop stressing over what could have been, because the chances are if it should have been, it would have been. You may feel discouraged. You may feel upset. You may feel too old. You may be sick. You may be divorced. You may be unemployed. You may be financially strapped. You may be etc. But you're not dead. You are alive. Your journey is far from over. Forget about how you thought things were supposed to be. Just because some things didn't work out as you had expected or didn't happen as fast as you thought they would is no excuse to give up on yourself. Time passes one way or the other. Do what you need to do so that at the very least, you can look back someday and say, I gave life my best shot. 7, I missed my chance. Nothing is permanent in this crazy world, not even your mistakes, failures, or troubles. So laugh at the confusion, live consciously in the moment, and enjoy your life as it unfolds. You might not be exactly where you had intended to go, but you are precisely where you need to be to take the next best step forward. As Maria Robinson once said, quote, nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending, unquote. This is your life. Shape it or someone else will try for you. Strength shows not only in the ability to hold on, but in the ability to start over when you must. It is never too late to become what you might have been. Keep learning, adapting, and growing. You may not be there yet, but you are closer than you were yesterday. 8, never mind, it's not important. A great deal of unhappiness comes into the world because of confusion, bewilderment, and things left unsaid. Many times in life, I've regretted the things I've said without thinking, but I've never regretted the things I said nearly as much as the words I've left unspoken. Speak up. Don't hide your thoughts and feelings, especially when you can make a difference. Be brave. Say what needs to be said. When you don't communicate effectively with those around you, there's a lot of important stuff that ends up not getting said, and a lot of beautiful emotion that ends up not being felt. There's no greater sadness than holding on to the words you never had the courage to speak. Your turn. What would you add to the list? What's something you should not say if you want to increase your potential for happiness and success? You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 8 Things Happy, Successful People Never Say by Mark Sharonoff of markandangel.com. There are a lot of book links in that post that you might want to check out. I didn't read them out loud because it doesn't work well in audio format. So if you want to check out the books they recommend, you can see the link to this article in this episode's description or in this episode's show notes at oldpodcast.com. And Mark and Angel also have their own book, 1,000 Little Things Happy Successful People Do Differently, which obviously goes really well with this post, so you can check that out too. And one last time, today's your last day to be in the drawing for a free book. So to join, text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222 or visit oldpodcast.com. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see you in Monday's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.